Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, last week we talked about how in this Gospel of John, people are always having conversations with Jesus that don't seem to match the conversation that Jesus is in at the time. And here's another example. We have this story of the death of Lazarus and his sisters. And they're all very close to Jesus. And they call for Jesus when he's sick. They want Jesus to heal him. And Jesus shows up 4 days after he's dead. The women are confused. Rightly so. Didn't you love him enough to come on time? They're angry. They're grieving. Didn't you love him enough to come on time? And then Jesus and Martha have this awkward conversation that finds its way very often into the readings at a Christian funeral. Martha says, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask." And Jesus says, "Your brother will rise." And Martha comes back with the classic answer from confirmation class, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." It's right out of the creed. And Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Do you believe this? And of course, we get the marvelous answer, "Yes, Lord, I do believe. I believe that you are Messiah, Son of God, the one coming into the world." And still, in the next paragraph, we have the same thing with Mary. Mary comes out and says, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Well, the fact of the matter is, they're looking for resurrection in the wrong place. They're looking for the wrong answer. They're blaming Jesus for not doing what they wanted him to do. And they're missing out on the real power of God. Let's put it this way. Anybody had enough of winter? Okay, so yesterday was a beautiful spring day, and I'm walking around our yard. I'm just looking to see if anything green is coming up. And I remembered when we moved here, there's something important that I threw away in the move. You see, a few years back, we had also had a very long, hard winter. And spring did not come soon enough for me. So I went out and I bought plastic daffodils. Kid you not. I planted them in our front planters right in front of the house on the front porch steps. And I said, "Spring is here." Yesterday, I was looking for those daffodils again. I'm like, "Ah, shoot, we threw them away when we moved, didn't we?" But you know, here's the thing. Looking for life somewhere else than in Christ alone is kind of like planting plastic daffodils. Think about it. Looking for life in anything other than Jesus is kind of like planting plastic daffodils. Think about the things that we chase after in this lifetime. We chase after being good at something, being great at something. We chase after possessions. We chase after power or authority. We chase after recreation. We think that something is going to fulfill us. Something is going to bring us life, abundant life, and we're going to enjoy that abundant life. And every time we chase after something that is not Jesus, and we fall a little short, and we don't feel fulfilled, we wonder why. It's because we were trying to plant plastic daffodils. Life is not found in any of those other things. Life is found in Christ. We have a marvelous example from this reading from Ezekiel. I love that they paired up the story of the dry bones with the raising of Lazarus this morning. Ezekiel has this vision. It's this valley of dry bones. Death everywhere. It's just a symbol of death everywhere. And in this vision, God says, "Mortal, can these bones live?" Now, if I were having a one-on-one with God and I was staring at a valley of dry bones and everything's dead, I'm not sure I'd have the courage to have a solid yes or no answer, but he answered correctly. He said, "Lord, you know. Only God knows." Now, Ezekiel is a prophet from the time of the exile. The people have been chased out of their land. They've been decimated. They're generations away from those glory days, the days of David, and the building days of Solomon, and the temple has been destroyed. And they're really not sure if God is really all-powerful, or maybe if the Babylonian God is, or if there's a God at all. These are dark, dark days for Israel. And God comes to the prophet in those dark, dark days and says, "Can these bones live?" And then God says, "Prophesy to these bones. You tell these bones," God says, "you're going to live." And so Ezekiel prophesies. And suddenly there came a noise, a rattling, and bones came together, bone to bone, and I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin covered them. They were coming to life. But the prophet said, there was no breath in them. This had to be a really strange vision. They looked alive, but there was no breath in them. Now, I'll remind you something that we usually remind ourselves on Pentecost is that in the Hebrew language, the language of the Old Testament, breath and spirit and wind, they're all the same word. And so the prophet spoke again, and God breathed into those dry bones and brought them to life. and said, I will put my spirit within you. You shall live. My spirit, remember? Spirit, breath, wind, the same breath that reanimated the dry bones. I will put my spirit, my breath, in you, and you shall live. You shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will act. This is the same breath of God that we saw in the creation story. When God formed humans out of the cold dust of the earth, God breathed into them and created them. As God put the breath back into Lazarus through Jesus, but Lazarus was going to die again. Here's the piece that we know this side of Easter. Is God's Spirit, the breath of God. Easter night, from the Gospel of John, do you know what Jesus did? He breathed on the disciples and gave them his Spirit. Pentecost. You know, Jesus at the resurrection told the disciples, you go wait in Jerusalem, wait for the power from on high. And that power was the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, the same Spirit that brooded over the chaos at creation and brought life out of chaos. Life out of the clay of Adam and Eve. Life out of the dry bones of Ezekiel. Life to Lazarus. Life for you. Life for you. Through Christ. Through his Spirit. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. This is not an after-death thing. This is a now and forever thing. I am the resurrection and the life. Come for you, that you might live. That all who believe will have that abundant life through Jesus. And so we come to church. We keep coming to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday because we have to keep reminding ourselves not to plant any more plastic daffodils. When we've got the real thing, hold on to the real thing. Hold on to Christ, for he holds on to you to bring you resurrection and life, now and. Now and. Forever. Amen. Thank you.